The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I'm your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my company for this week, my mother, Anne. Good to see you, and welcome back.
Thank you for having me yet again.
We are here for the wedding recap part two. I hope you all enjoyed the first episode, not only back, but also talking about the wedding, getting that whole conversation started. We had a lot of fun recording that, and we've received some fabulous feedback, and we are back to talk about it again. I'm so excited. Okay, so the last episode, we talked a lot about leading up to the actual moment of the two, Claire and Connor, getting married. So we're going to take it from the ceremony. So we started off the day with obviously getting ready and shared a little bit of behind the scenes a few days leading up to it, delivering the welcome boxes, sharing our thoughts on some of the vendors. And now we are heading to the church for the ceremony.
Right. And we did the first look.
Yes.
With we did Dad and then the Connor first look.
Yes. Yes.
And then we... Transportation is a big part, I think, of the wedding.
Absolutely.
Not a very interesting part to me, but it is sort of crucial. Again, it was nice to have the wedding planner because the wedding planners took the transportation phone numbers and they were in contact with them.
Yes, yes.
So after the first look, everyone was ready to go. And of course, building in enough time, we, our two families, got onto a bus.
Yep.
Nice transportation, and we brought the photographer with us, and the bridal concierge lady came with us as well. I think that was it. The two of them were on there.
Yes, yes.
So that was great. And that was actually a really fun drive to the church because we had the grandparents on there
we
and the two families, and you and Elizabeth were kind of the hype crew.
We were so excited.
And you were, of course, playing Going to the Chapel.
We were singing
You were singing
We started a sing-along.
And then you also taught us some dances. That you had
made. That was on the way home, but we'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay. So that was very fun going to the church all together.
Yes.
And also, again, I liked it because everyone was accounted for. And since it was a small wedding party, we were all in one place. We got dropped off at the front of the church and went right into the bride. Claire went into the bridal room.
Yes.
So that was kind of fun. And the girls were all in there. And Connor, I'm not sure what Connor did. And Dad, they were kind of socializing and greeting people and having fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the actual ceremony took place at 5:30, which was also kind of just really romantic in the church because it was a winter's evening and the candles were lit and there was a harpist and the guests were arriving, so we were tucked away in the bridal room with Rebecca. The hairdresser showed back up for touch-ups.
Oh, that's right.
Connor's grandmother, Jay, was sitting with us, and then obviously Claire, myself, and Elizabeth. And it was...
And my mom. Joyce was there.
She was coming in and out.
Joyce was having fun talking to guests. She was socializing. We had to rein her in a few times.
Yeah. And Dad was also greeting people outside, which, you know, he does best, working the crowd. So that was a really fun moment. Just all of us kind of tucked away waiting for that time to, you know, get started or waiting for the moment to start, basically.
And I wasn't nervous at that point. It was just genuine excitement.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And then getting word that, you know, so-and-so was here or these people from out of town just walked in.
Yeah.
Like, it was really fun.
Yeah. So then we all lined up. We're really taking you moment by moment.
Yes. We are thoroughly.
As if weddings that don't happen every single week.
But it is fun reliving it.
It really is fun reliving mm-hmm. it. It is mm-hmm. fun reliving it. So why can't I remember the order of when everyone went down?
Well, before we get to the order, it was really pretty. We had candles that were attached to the pews.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you talk about that?
That was really pretty. And I kind of searched high and low for these. Some churches have them. Our church did not. But they kind of affix, like a vise would attach to something. And they went on the edge of the pew.
Yep.
And so those were spread out. I think we had 30 of them spread out throughout the whole church. And then the florist tied pretty greens around the candle part, and we had battery-operated candles in there.
Yep.
And then our priest, who we've known forever and we love, he lit the candles that were on the pillars on the side of the church.
That was so funny.
And he was up on a ladder, and he was like, I want you to know that I just wouldn't do this for anyone. Like, he was so
Father
sweet.
Father John was doing the most for us.
He was. Love
he
Father
was like,
John.
He's like, I understand. We have to set the vibes.
Yes. He was really great. So he lit that, and then we kept the decoration simple. We just had a beautiful flower arrangement right up on the altar.
Yes.
But then the ceremony started. We lined up. And yep. I don't know. It was great.
Who was sent down first?
The priest leads it.
But
and
before
then
the
me.
Priest. Oh. Before, I'm sorry. Oh, before the priest.
The grandmas.
Okay. So the grandmas were escorted down. And that they were escorted down by the ushers?
Yes.
Okay. Which were Connor's friends.
Right.
That makes sense. This is mm-hmm. all coming back to me.
So Connor's grandma was escorted down by both of her grandsons.
Yep.
And then Grammy, my mom, was sent down. She was escorted down by one of Connor's best friends,
yes.
who's an usher. And then the music changed.
Yes.
And we had a trumpist. And Father John led it. And then I came next. And Dad escorted me since I don't have a son.
Right.
I wanted him to do it.
Yeah, that'd be the most sense.
Yes. Maybe when somebody else gets married in the family, I would probably have Connor
oh,
walk
cute.
Me down.
Yeah.
So Dad walked me down, which I loved. And then he just kind of looped around so he'd be ready for Claire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was sweet. I liked having him do that.
Oh, 100%. So you went down with Dad and then Elizabeth and myself. Did he run all the way back that quickly?
He did. He just walked back
okay.
around.
Mm-hmm. So Elizabeth got sent down first with Connor's brother, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And those two are so funny. They have like the same energy. It was just like chaotic vibes. and then I was with Connor's brother, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say the part of the night that was kind of – so the doors were closed the whole time. Like we didn't know who was in the church like because we were in the bridal room the whole time. And then when they opened the doors – right before we walked down, I was like, whoa, there are so many people here. I mean, it's a big church, like our church, just to give you some like a visual of it. It's a very long church. So it's narrow and it's long. And usually like for a normal mass, I don't know, I feel like it's full to like the breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all the way back. So everyone was there.
And we did have the ushers. I said, try and keep it not, you know, don't fill up the whole pews. Which is typical in a wedding. So you're kind of doing half the pew so they're closer to the aisle so they can see.
Yeah.
But it was full. And I honestly think it's because we did a Friday night.
Yep, that was my point.
I just took your point.
No, I'm so sorry. No, I wasn't saying it in a mean way.
Yeah.
That was totally my point, was because there was not that gap. I think that oftentimes, and this is just my thought, I don't know if this is true, not as many people show up to the ceremony when there is a huge gap in between. But because it was ceremony, reception, back to back, people showed up,
right.
Which was really fun and
oh
festive
my gosh,
because you
I
all
loved
get
it.
To experience the same night. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. When you're walking down the aisle, and anyone who's gone through the wedding and experiences this, you are very touched that so many people
yes.
have traveled the distance. They've made an effort. They want to be there. And it's very like the stages of your life, different people that are there. So for me, it was exciting.
Yeah. And to have like mm-hmm. so many different people from different pockets in our life all in the same room.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was thrilling, to quote our grandfather, Bill, who says that a lot.
Yes.
So then it was an emotional moment, I would say, when Claire, I would say it was more of an out of body experience when Claire started coming down the aisle. Very dramatic, very beautiful. And that is when I started crying with Elizabeth.
Mm.
And she grabbed my hand. Actually, Elizabeth and I were holding hands throughout most of the ceremony.
Okay, that's cute.
She grabbed my hand when Claire started going down, coming down the aisle. And she just looked so, like, beautifully, like, wrapped up in this white. And she had a blusher, as we mentioned in the last episode. Mm-hmm. So the actual ceremony was really beautiful. I mean, it was just lovely.
It was lovely. Father John did a great job.
Yeah.
He kept it tight.
50
minutes for a Catholic church. Yes. And my dad was sitting behind me, and at 45 minutes, he's like, I can't believe it. It's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, a typical Catholic mass is about an hour.
Yes.
And he just, it was beautiful. I loved it.
Yes.
And then we processed out, and we got right back onto the bus that we had arrived in that was out front. So we really didn't mess around. I will say the driver, I think he was trying to only do right turns to get back. And there were people that got into cars and got there as we did. So I would have liked to have gotten there a little bit quicker, but it was no big deal. We had him stop at the corner and we got out, and it was nice weather.
Wait, backing up a second. Trumpets were playing as she was walking down the aisle.
Yes.
I also wanted to point that out. And then, we were literally running into the bus. That was a little bit of an issue because we could have gotten down. there a lot faster.
Yes.
That's when we taught everyone the dance. Mm-hmm. We started playing Give It Up by Casey and the Sunshine, which is one of our favorite songs. And it was actually kind of the theme song of their engagement party. And so one day, Elizabeth and I were driving back from Miami, and I think we were just like delirious. And we came up with a song to give it, or I'm sorry, we came up with a dance to Give It Up. And we sometimes pull it out in random scenarios. So we taught everybody on the bus the dance.
And let me clarify, when you say taught, it's maybe three.
Guys, it was so simple.
Hand motion.
It was created in a car, so it was only upper body moves.
Yes. It was very simple, but everyone really liked it.
Yes.
It was really funny.
So then when we got down there, like you said, we were kind of dropped off on the corner because all of Euclid was backed up because everyone was trying to turn into the Union Club. And so we were just like, we gotta go.
It was fun though.
That was out of a movie. I mean, I know I keep saying like it was out of body experiences.
I loved it.
But we all are like getting out of the bus. She's kind of running in her wedding dress up the stairs. People were cheering, just random people kind of on the
street. And people who were in their cars
were honking. Yeah,
the Valley Parkers directed everyone to walk in the front doors.
Yes.
And those had beautiful Christmas decorations. And it was just a really fun entrance. And there were candles when you walked in.
Yeah.
And the main staircase and just a buzz about the place.
Oh, that was the best way to describe it. It was a buzz. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of just like ran in front of everyone, hopped on the elevator, got back up really quickly. And then Claire went to the Wedgwood room, which was off to the side, not the actual reception room. And the makeup artist came back. Rebecca was there and she got her makeup touched up. I just like quickly put a little bit more lipstick and then we ran back out to the party.
Yeah, they were gone like 8 minutes. It was impressive.
Very, very quick. Yeah. And then literally the party started. Like upon entry, the party was starting. There wasn't a cocktail hour. There wasn't a dinner hour. We really prioritized our guests for the entire wedding. And I was getting a lot of questions. I don't know where it was, but people were asking, like, I wonder why they didn't do a sit-down dinner. And did we talk about this last time?
We did. I think we did talk about this.
I'm so sorry, guys.
We did talk about this. And I love the format. And, well, one of the reasons we were able to have more people in the space if it wasn't a sit-down dinner. So that was one factor. And secondly, I just thought on a Friday night during the holidays, it's just like a big cocktail party.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did talk about this last time. People liked, from what the feedback we've gotten, they loved the freedom of it. You could move around. You could talk to people.
Yeah.
There were bars. So I liked the whole setup of it. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yes, yes. So then really the next moment after that was the cake cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And then their first dance, which Claire and Connor, dad, and then Julie, Connor's mother, they all took dance lessons together leading up to the wedding. And I thought, if you're considering that for your wedding, I would 100% do it because it's such a charming addition to the reception. And the crowd went wild because the band started playing the songs, that they were obviously had rehearsed to. And then all of a sudden, they just start doing these. And I know a lot of people do dance lessons for their wedding. Like, it's not this, crazy thing. But it just adds so much more excitement because then you're just looking at people kind of swaying back and forth.
Right.
But, we're dipping, we're shimmying, we're shuffle ball changing.
And they didn't do a like a choreographed thing, really. They just learned how to dance. And I have to say, they got a lot better because I went to a couple lessons in the beginning, maybe one. And then to the end, I was really impressed. They both danced so well.
Oh, yeah.
Connor did a great job. And they had this, it just was something to watch. Again, trying to keep the guests in mind. And like you said, it's not as interesting watching people sway back and forth. There was some interest to it. And Terry and Claire danced really well.
Everyone's rhythm and dancing ability, it was great.
Julie and Connor
were
darling.
That was so cute.
She did such a fantastic job. I was really impressed with her dancing
skills.
It was skills.
So cute.
It was
we
so
were
cute.
On the, you know, surrounding the dance floor, mm-hmm. screaming. Mm-hmm. There's pictures of Elizabeth, me, and you. At one point, I think Elizabeth posted a TikTok. If you guys want to, like, see a better visual of this moment, go to her page. It was at, you know, she makes the funniest little, like,
she does.
Funniest little TikToks. And it's our reaction to it. And there is one picture of you, Mom, which
what was
sometimes
I doing?
Like, it comes into my mind and it just sums up the whole wedding so perfectly.
Oh, no.
So Elizabeth and I are holding each other, screaming, pointing, and then you're in the background and I think you have two thumbs up.
I do not.
Yes,
do I
do.
Really?
You literally have thumbs up and you have the biggest smile on your face, and Grammy has a glass of champagne and her hands are up, and it's the funniest picture because it's like,
it's so funny.
It's just so funny. Like, the simplest thing, they were dancing and we were screaming.
Okay,
that so
I'm gonna have
cute.
To see that. That's funny. And her dress, the way it was bustled when she spun around, you know, yeah. when you got a bustled wedding dress, it can be really pretty.
And they did a French bustle, right?
Yes, it was a French bustle.
And they greeted guests in the beginning at the doorway, and she stayed in her lace jacket. I forgot to mention this. And then Rebecca, the wedding concierge, took her back into the Wedgwood room and bustled her dress. She removed the lace jacket, and then she had a off-the-shoulder piece. Mm-hmm. So that was also nice because you didn't have to worry about bustling a dress. Rebecca,
no, and
was,
I think we maybe talked about
did
that.
Did we talk about? Okay,
I can so she. This out, no, that's like, okay. It was good because she did have a couple of looks, and she did switch her jewelry. And I think we also mentioned that too.
Yeah,
she put on longer earrings and a bracelet, but. The dancing, if you are thinking about it, I do think it's worth it because it just gives a little focus to it.
Absolutely. A little bit of intrigue, mm-hmm. if you will.
Because it kind of is. I mean, a wedding is kind of a show. I mean, you're going to all this work.
Yeah.
You know. So I do think it was definitely, clearly I loved it. We had a huge smile on my face
hilarious.
With two thumbs
you
up.
See
like,
I
we did it.
Even see the picture.
No.
Also, they lit the dance floor as this was all happening, and it was, felt like a movie set.
And I think that's also good to talk about is the lighting. Think about your lighting for the space. I did up lighting around the perimeter.
Yep.
And then I also did a little bit of a package around the stage.
It's always a package.
Always a package. And I thought that was good. And then the videographer, I mean, he had the light with him that was actually really nice. He would shine that for different footage that he was trying to get.
Yeah.
But they did a nice job, the photographer and the videographer, of getting what they needed and then getting out of the way.
100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
no, I thought that was really good as well. Because you don't want to ruin moments because you're trying to get the right shot or...
No.
We touched upon this previously in the last episode, but it is really true. So then after everyone, you know, did their dancing, then the first song that the band played was September, and that got everybody out on the dance floor. And then from there, it was just a party the rest of the night.
It was the whole night, just dancing. And I think it's a good sign when the families are having a great time, and both of our families had a blast.
Yes. And like I said in the last episode, Elizabeth and I stuck together the whole night, and that included the dancing. So people really were on the dance floor for the entire night. We also really worked on the music part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our family loves music and dancing in the car, and it's a huge part of, you know, just our everyday
hanging out
right memories. And so Elizabeth came up with a really good playlist, and I think shared it as much as she could with the band. So just also taking that time to like curate the music.
She kind of, Claire made a very detailed
explanation,
and we talked to the band just to give the whole and I think again with everything that you're planning, it's the expectations and taking the time up front to make sure that details are the way you want them, because you can never assume that they know what kind of a thing you want.
Yeah.
I know that Claire and I was in full agreement. She didn't, other than the electric slide, she didn't want any line dances.
Yes. Yeah. There was a conga line that started. Do you remember that?
I started it.
You started it?
And so did Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And then we merged.
There
two.
Was two going at one
that was
time.
Fun.
It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the song Give It Up finally did play. And so then our two families obviously knew the dance. And then we started pulling everybody in. We were teaching the entire wedding party the dance. So that was another fun moment.
That was very fun.
As well. And then later on in the evening, late night snacks came out. That was probably around 11 o'clock, would you say?
A little earlier. It was supposed to be around 11, and I kind of was getting a feel that it might be time to do it. So we brought it out probably 10:30, 10:40.
Yep.
And I had ordered what are those, like diner, white little diner baskets, mm-hmm. and then white parchment paper liners. So, and we had picked out the menu ahead of time, and the staff came out with big trays full of all different kinds of things. And we had sliders and I think chicken nuggets and fries.
Hot dogs.
Oh,
tater tots.
Corn dogs.
It was so good. And they had a ton of it. Like, there was not a shortage of it, because you would just like, that's pretty much the only food that I ate the whole night was the late night snacks. And I was just inhaling the food.
And
it was so good.
Sometimes you can set up stations, and I like how we did it. They just literally came out in force.
Yeah.
And they walked around, and people were just taking them off of the trays on the dance floor, eating a little bit, putting them down. So that was also nice to have the late night snacks. And then when they cut the cake, that was put over at a dessert station where we had other desserts in addition to the cake.
Yes.
So that was
like cake. Yeah.
We did talk about the cake cutting, but that was good. What else do we...
Well, so after the late night snacks, I would say that more dancing continued. And then the next big moment was at like midnight, I want to say. Claire and Connor went and changed into their going away outfit.
Okay, so the reception was going to end at 12:30. So I actually had them go up at like 11:40 or something. And I have to say, they were really good. They went upstairs, quickly changed. They were awesome about, I said, it's time.
Yeah.
And it was like telling little kids that the party was over and they had to go to bed.
Right.
So Claire changed into a black tuxedo pant. And then she had on a high heel pump, which was so cute. And she wore a white bodysuit. And then she took the lace jacket from her wedding dress and put it over that. And she looked adorable.
She looks so cute.
So that was her going away outfit.
And then, she had the crossbody.
Yes. She has this really cute Chanel crossbody that we gave her, which was a little wedding present. And it's got the two C's for their two initials. And it's black and white. And she just looks so good.
She looks so cute.
And then Connor had on like gray charcoal pants. And he wore a tartan plaid J. Crew red blazer and a white button down.
Yep.
And so I don't even know if anyone realized they were gone. She had thrown her bouquet.
Yes, she threw her bouquet.
And I also, this is a little tip if you're going to throw your bouquet, and your florist would probably tell you. Anyway, I just ordered like a little tiny nosegay so that she's not hurling, you know, knock someone out.
Right, right, right.
And it was so sweet. And actually my niece caught it, which was really fun.
Yeah.
So
I was furious I didn't catch it.
It was
whatever.
So funny. Knocking people over.
Get out of my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she threw the bouquet and then she went and changed. So that was kind of nice. And no one totally realized it. But then they came in. Oh, my gosh. I was so excited for them because people, like their friends went nuts because they were in their outfits and they danced one dance. And then we all say goodbye to them, and we had a little limo take them to the Ritz. And that's where they stayed overnight. And then we had about a good, maybe a half an hour left of the party.
Yep.
And then it ended at 12:30. And if you're even considering it, it is nice to leave on a high.
100%.
And it sounds like you're missing out on everything. But, you know, when it's over, it's over. And the lights come on and the crew came and they started cleaning up everything.
Yes.
Because they had to turn it around for a wedding that was the next day.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking at you and Elizabeth. I'm like, do you see why I wanted her to leave? Because it's not so fun.
No.
Walking around when everyone's, taking stuff down.
Yes. I don't feel like, who was I talking to recently? I think I was like at my dentist appointment and she was like, oh, they left, you know, the next day for their honeymoon. Like, that's a lot of work. And I was like, no, it wasn't. You go straight from a huge party and then to a glorious vacation to start your life together. Like, it couldn't recommend it enough. Because obviously as bridesmaids, like, we were helping you, you know, we didn't like clean up anything afterwards because the crew came, but there was still stuff that we needed to get in order. And it's just nice for her to be whisked away.
Yes.
And
then we had taken her luggage over. Dad had taken their luggage over. And they didn't stay where all of their friends were staying. So they didn't stay in the hotel where we reserved all of the rooms because they just wanted to be in their own spot, which I also thought was nice.
Yeah.
And then I gave her those white bags that I talked about in the first thing. I'm like, she must have taken one or something, or it was in her luggage. And then they left in the morning. They left for the airport, and she just left her change of clothes, her going away outfit and Connor's going away outfit at the front desk. And then we went and picked it up for them. So that was also nice because she's not trying to deal with her dress or anything like that.
No. Yeah. It was all and
kind of old fashioned. Really.
It was old fashioned. And Rebecca took the wedding dress and like things were just handled, yes. which was nice. And they didn't have to worry about it because when it really comes down to the moment, you just want to spend time with your new husband and wife and everybody else can kind of, you know.
Yes. That's what.
Take over.
Yes.
Which is what we did. And then the four of us, it was so cute. Nancy, the wedding planner who works for the Union Club, sent some food up to our room. And we were up to like 2 or 3 in the morning rehashing everything just in our own rooms. And with Grammy and Papa, they stayed overnight. And we were talking to Connor's family. So it was nice to just like have those moments and just try and digest what just happened.
Yes.
And actually, another funny moment is when Claire and Connor left after we like cheered them off. Elizabeth, you and me turned to each other. And we literally started cheering and jumping up and down because we were like, we did it. Like it was so successful. Nothing went wrong. Like they were so happy.
They were just a beautiful couple. Like their smiles, their cheeks hurt. I think they were smiling all night. They just were so happy. And I felt victorious that we had done such a great job. And it was that they had such a fun night.
Yes. And the one thing that big feedback that we got from everybody, maybe we mentioned this already, from all the guests was they just couldn't believe how big of a smile Claire had on the whole time.
Like a lot of joy.
A lot of joy. She just couldn't stop smiling the whole time, which I thought was really sweet, like that was a takeaway. People, random people that just you wouldn't even think of, they were like, she could not stop smiling.
Yeah, same with Connor.
Same with Connor.
I think his cheeks hurt.
Yeah, they were just so happy. So we went to bed super late, and then we actually got up the next day because we hosted a brunch for out-of-town guests. Mm-hmm. And so that was at another location. It was at a hotel nearby. And you took some of the flower arrangements from the night before. We brought them over. And things were pretty much set up. You had to just shift a few things. And then the brunch started at 11. And we all wore tartan plaid for that. You know, just little
touches of it.
Christmas
it was cute.
Touch. And we loved having the brunch because, like I said, it was just out-of-town guests who came, but it was so fun to rehash it, and family members like, you know, Julia, Dan, aunts and uncles and stuff, both sides of the family. So that was another fun. And we were there till like 3 the day after the wedding. And then that evening we went out to dinner with Dad's college friends.
Yes.
So it was really another full day of socializing.
Oh my gosh. We had so much fun with college friends, and the whole day was great. It was nice because you know, after any big event, you're tired, but it was great to have activities. And then I also love that I could spend time with people at the brunch that I maybe wasn't able to talk to for very long at the reception.
Yes. Yeah. And I think a brunch is also good, especially for those out of town guests. Cause we were having people come from California and Arizona and everywhere. So just like that extra, you know, you made the effort to come and spend this time with our family and celebrate with us. I also think taking the time to like have a brunch or a luncheon or something the day after so we could talk a little bit more with them.
Also a big fan, another plus to the Friday night is that, you know, like some of our college friends are from California and different places. And they were saying like they wouldn't have been able to, if the wedding was on Saturday, they would have been up and out
On Sunday.
So I think they also appreciate it. And some of them went to the art museum during the day on Saturday.
Yeah, that was like cute.
It kind of extends the weekend.
I would
a little
say
bit.
So. And just like if you're up late, your recovery, like you're not having like Sunday scaries, you're still having the rest of the weekend. So I thought that was also good because we did get a lot of questions like, oh, a Friday night wedding. Personally, I think it's super festive because it's, you know, the anticipation of the weekend and you have a little bit more time. So I'm a huge fan of it.
Same.
Did we miss? I'm pretty sure we went through all of it. I do have questions that I asked you guys on Instagram for any specific things. Oh, we got a good amount. Perfect.
I have a question too that my friend listened to part one and then she said, could you address this topic?
Oh.
So it was actually Jen asked me. So her daughter's getting married, and you know how all of you wear matching pajamas? The bridal party wears matching pajamas.
I know where this is going.
I bought matching pajamas for myself.
Yep.
But even when I bought them, I was thinking to myself, I don't want to wear these.
Right.
And so I ended up by chance having it, and I bought it at the time because I think I was in the mode, and I was glad that I did. So maybe moms of mother of the bride and mother of the groom want to think about what they're going to wear if they're part of the getting ready process. And I wore a button down, very pretty silky blouse from Zara that was emerald green, and it just happened to match the pajamas.
Yeah.
And then I just had on little black pants and loafers.
Yeah.
So that when you're walking around and talking, if you are at the venue, I didn't want to be in my pajamas.
Yeah, it's not you.
No, it's not me at all. Some people would, but it wasn't me. And my other friend, her daughter got married, and all of the bridal party were wearing navy and white pajamas. And she found at J. Crew a really cute loungewear set that was navy blue. So I think that's another option too, because if you don't want to be walking around in pajamas and...
I like your blouse idea. If you just find a blouse in the color or the shade of the bridal dresses or just the theme of the party, I think that's fabulous. That's
right.
A good
like
way.
If it's even a summer wedding, if it's blue and white pajamas, you could have on cute white pants.
Yeah.
And a blue blouse.
Yeah.
So that you are set aside, because you, in my mind, I'm not part of the bridal party. And
yeah, you're like, I'm in my own league. I'm the mother of the bride. Okay.
So I thought that was a good question, yeah. Because you want to still be festive and part of it. And it's hard to know what to wear, because you also don't, you want to fit in with the whole.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
another detail that I think is worth.
You're also
thinking
like
about
kind of running around and just checking in on things with the vendors, and like, you don't want to be like directing people in your pajamas. Maybe you do. I don't know. I thought it was a good option.
I didn't.
And it was a really good question that Jen
well,
asked
also,
you.
Also, we were driving to the place. So we're driving from our home to the Union Club, and that was also a discussion. I mean, what are we supposed to wear to the place?
Yes.
So we all looked cute. I think we mentioned Claire had little white. Yeah, so that was cute. And then that's why I had my outfit on, and then I just stayed in it the whole time.
I think it's... Yes. Really good advice mm-hmm. on your part. Okay, so let's see. A lot of questions about the designer of Claire's wedding dress.
Well, that's a great question. That is a Canadian designer. We got it from
Something White.
Something White.
Yeah.
Is the name of the store. I don't know it.
We don't know what it's called.
Shoot.
I've gotten that question before.
It's a Canadian designer, and I don't know. We should know that. But
yeah. Okay, we'll look into that. Most emotional part. I would say Claire walking down the aisle for me personally was the most emotional part. What about you?
I think I agree with that. I think I was prepared for that. Like, I had been thinking about that moment and
yeah.
how I would be, and I didn't want to cry. So yes, it was emotional, but I actually think what was more emotional was the first look.
Oh, I forgot about
that. I really teared up at the first look when she walked down the steps and Dad was on the landing.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting like a little choked up now, because that was really sweet. And I wasn't expecting it.
I would agree with that.
And I knew that, obviously, I knew they were doing it because I scheduled it. And then
I scheduled it.
When her and
right.
Connor did it. But the walking down the aisle, that's an image that you think about and you're prepared for, and you've thought about it since your children were little. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, one day she's going to walk down the aisle.
Yes.
I was fine because I was like, oh my gosh, everybody looks great. We have all these friends here. The candelabra looks beautiful. Like, there's nothing else I can do. The wheels are in motion.
Yes.
Dad didn't, you know, trip on her veil
Thank
or anything
goodness.
Like that. They looked stunning. So I was prepared for that. I was not emotionally ready for the first look.
That was a fabulous explanation. I could not agree with you more. Mm-hmm. That was, I also think for us, like the father-daughter thing was just so.
Well, and I think it caught both of them off guard.
Yeah.
Because Claire teared up and so did Dad.
Yep.
And then, but every other situation, like when Dad gave his toast, and Dad did a beautiful job with his toast. It was, you know, we had talked about that, short and sweet. And I looked over and Claire was tearing up. I didn't even tear up then. Like, I thought it was beautiful. So I was ready for all of the other moments. When they left and said goodbye again,
yeah. Did we talk about the toasts? Dad gave a toast. You stood next to him. That's another tip that I would give everybody planning a wedding to stand next to your husband.
And I got that idea from a friend's far as their daughter got married at the end of August.
Okay.
And they stood next to each other.
Yep.
And I really liked it because the husband said on behalf of. So dad said, you know, on behalf of Anne and me. And I really like that. I wanted him to give it because that's like his special moment.
Yes.
But I liked being right there because we're a team.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah. This is our daughter.
And plan the whole event.
I did all this.
So yeah. We're here because of me. So I'm going to stand up here in my beautiful fuchsia magenta. I'm sparkling. So let's everybody remember who put this on. Thank you so much.
I didn't really think that. I know you did it.
Yes. I'm just being funny.
But I did like standing up there with him. So that was sweet because I think that caught Claire off guard. She was pretty...
His speech was really great, and he didn't really share it beforehand. I think he shared it with you. He's also a really good public speaker. If you listen to his episode, we all know about speech and debate. So he kept it short and sweet.
It's beautiful.
Another great tip that I could not stress to people enough is that nobody cares what you have to say.
No, his first version was kind of long,
yeah,
and it was beautiful, but I had to say nobody cares, which sounds harsh, but...
It's a party, guys. They want to eat and drink and dance.
I mean, you don't want to talk about inside jokes.
No.
We don't care about everybody was little. There are funny stories.
Don't go heavy. Just keep it like it's a party.
Right.
And
write him a letter if you really want to go heavy. Yeah. I was like, okay, right. Dad's first version. I'm like, this is beautiful. You should print it out and give it to her.
Yes.
And then start working on another toast.
Yeah, and it was like just the right amount of heartwarming. And
you and Elizabeth, I thought...
Yeah, Connor's
brothers did a great job as well. And they, without talking, they both did, you guys did the same thing. You kind of played off of each other and you took turns. And you and Elizabeth worked with my dad, with Papa, and it was charming.
Yes.
It was the right amount. You were funny. It was sweet.
Ours was under a minute.
Under a minute.
45 seconds maybe.
And that's plenty.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
wants to sit there.
No, I think that people.
Short and sweet.
I mean, guys, I love a microphone. I love a spotlight, probably more than the average person. But in a wedding scenario, you got to keep it brief. And also, I was a little bit nervous beforehand. Like, it was still, you know, hanging over your head. Not hanging over, but you knew that you had to get up and speak to everybody. And especially with us, it was a big wedding. So I was like, oh, my Lord. And then suddenly there was this uplighting package that appeared out of nowhere. And we have a camera team. Like, but it went really well. And
you practiced.
Oh,
again.
We practiced.
I like how we're talking about short and sweet. And we're sitting here babbling on and on.
Babbling. I like how we're like, you really need to keep it short.
Yeah, because nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Like, what you have to say. Like, I know you think that they do. Meanwhile, I'm over here.
Oh my
like
God, we're
week in and week out with these stupid microphones.
So funny.
You guys know what we're talking about.
Yes, but you did a great job. And it was, it's keeping your guests in mind. They have given up an evening. They're there. Yes, they're eating and they're drinking. But whatever. Just keep it short and sweet. Always end on a high.
Always end on a high. That's another great tip to just always keep in mind for during the wedding process. What was something you didn't initially think you'd need? I think we touched upon this in the last episode.
So to me, that would have been the bridal concierge.
Yep.
And I really, really liked her a lot. And it made the evening even more fun for all of us because, as I said, she pressed the dress. She really took care of Claire. She got her into the dress. She bustled it.
Yeah.
And I just, when I saw her dress and how you bustle it, it wasn't hard, but I just didn't want to do it. I'm like, I am going to be down on the ground tying this thing.
No.
And I just didn't want it. So that was something I was really happy that
yes.
I had.
Yeah. That was like, made a huge, huge difference for sure. Okay.
Well, and the second thing, which we talked about, would be somebody with a phone taking extra footage. So
yes.
Those two things.
I would agree with that as well. All right. All the honeymoon details, where they stayed, how long, activities, restaurant recommendations, etc. That's actually a really good question. I feel like when I have Claire on eventually, we could talk more about that. But they went to the Grand Cayman. They stayed at the Ritz. They were there for 7 days.
Yep.
And they did a bunch of fun excursions. They really got into the whole. Like,
oh, they loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did a bunch of different research. They didn't want to go really far away.
Yeah.
And leaving the next day, they just wanted it to be warm weather, not super hard to get to.
Yeah.
And so that kind of limited, which I think helped narrow down where they were going to go. And neither of them had ever been there before. So I think they were really happy. They wanted to relax. They did. I know they went to Stingray Island.
Yes.
On a boat trip. They played, I think, 9 holes of golf.
Yes.
Which they said was really fun. Other than that,
I think it was pool and beach.
Oh, snorkeling.
Snorkeling.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. they ate out and they just relaxed.
Yeah. So that was kind of the honeymoon outline and they loved it. Mm-hmm. So.
And I know the Ritz, from what she said, is big and had a lot of restaurants. I think she did have a couple of good restaurants suggestions.
Yes. Yes. We can ask her. And maybe we'll get more information on that. But that, mm-hmm. I thought that was a good question. Okay, someone said, love the idea of only sisters / brothers as wedding party. Just curious, why not friends? That's a valid question.
That's a great question. And I think that I had a lot of input in that.
Yep.
Early on. And I think that they, I mean, I'm speaking for them, but just to kind of simplify things. And all of your friends are still there. And I know that people are in lots of different weddings. And it gets expensive. And I think one of the other things is, I mean, I don't want to offend anyone because it's fun if you want to do it. It just, for our family, seemed simple because there were two and two.
Yep.
And even the photographer was really funny when we told her that there were two and two. She was like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because she said, with a huge bridal party, inevitably, somebody doesn't feel well. Somebody's in a bad mood. Somebody's late.
Yeah.
You're now adding a whole management department.
It's true.
And I just think that it simplified things for us. And your friends are still all going to be there. She had a big bachelorette. She still invited all of her friends. And it was, she didn't hurt anyone's feelings because she wasn't having anyone.
Yep. Yeah.
And she had some friends read and she had some friends pass out programs.
Yeah.
But it just, I think it was just a family-oriented, simplified way of doing it.
Well, and that was beautifully said. And I know that you're not looking to offend anyone, but me over here likes to say bold statements. Oh. I also think, I think if it were up to the both of them, they would have had probably friends in the wedding party. But I'm going to say something, Anne. Always, you always know best in every situation. Aww. It's true. Thanks. No, it's Thanks. True. And when you said this idea, you know, it definitely was like, took some time, perhaps.
I think it was an unpopular opinion.
It was an unpopular opinion. But frankly, the way that we were doing the entire wedding is not the traditional way. We weren't having a sit-down dinner. Like, we were having it on a Friday night. It was just a lot of things that were a little bit different. And this was one of the things that was kind of went along with that. I, from the start, was like, this is a great idea because... Going back to the part, like, Elizabeth and I are her sisters. Like, we will be with her for the rest of her life. You know that Elizabeth and I are going to listen to what's going on and follow the rules.
Your family is your family, yeah. No matter what.
We wanted a small wedding party because it made sense for the type of wedding we were having. And also, all of their friends were still there. And they got to just have a really fun time at the party. They
had to
put on a dress or put on a suit. And they got to dance and eat and drink. And they didn't have to pay for anything.
No, and frankly... I mean, it's just like nobody cares about the, you know, when the speeches go really long and you're talking about how you played baseball together when you were little yeah. in the backyard. Nobody yeah. cares.
Yeah.
I also think I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that was in a wedding, oh my gosh, I love the bridesmaid dress.
Mm.
I've never heard anybody say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I also was like, why do you want to put people through that?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of no, I mean, there's no way that everyone, I don't care if you say we pick the color and everybody gets to pick their own dress.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I can guarantee you they still don't like the dress.
Yeah.
So I probably sound kind of negative about it. But in our case, I'm like, let's just simplify that.
Yes. Yeah. And then it was good because it was only two dresses that we had to get for the bridesmaids.
Yes.
We had way more control over it because obviously, you know how to dress Elizabeth and I and what looks best on us.
And I think, too, when I got married, there was my sister, my best friend from growing up, and then my best friend from college. When my sister got married, she just had me because she had been in a bazillion weddings. And it was, I think, from those experiences, I would say that Claire and Connor agreed after the fact. They loved it.
They loved it. Obviously, if you do not have siblings and you're an only child, this is a completely different story.
Right. And everybody's different. Like, everyone has to just do what they want to do.
Yes.
But I loved it for our family. I loved it for the day. It made it a very, even with a big wedding, it made the day very intimate.
Yes.
And I will forever cherish the time that I was with the three of you getting ready.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really fun.
It was really
fun. And Dad got to walk in
yes.
and see us. And, you know, the wedding was more about our two families and the getting ready, as opposed to we're having a blast with, you know, that they were having a blast with all their friends. Because I think if you've got a huge bridal party, that has to be the focus, because you've got a lot of people who are there that are in your wedding.
Totally. Totally. This is kind of going off of the reception details, since it was not a formal dinner. Love that. No seating chart needed. Again.
Oh, you know what? That every mother of the bride, that is amazing. I've never had to do that, obviously, because it was the first wedding. But I kept thinking about that the week before. I would even say it to you guys. I don't have to worry about that. Even at the rehearsal dinner, Connor's mom said, oh my gosh, our good friends, somebody was sick and they're not coming. And I looked at her, I'm like, it doesn't matter because I don't have to switch. There aren't any holes in the seats. There's no, and that's, you know, somewhat of a last minute task that you have to do before a wedding. And it can be stressful. And then you're, you know, printing or doing a creative way for everyone to go find their table seating.
Right.
So that also simplified things.
That did simplify things. Another maybe non-traditional thing that we did that we cannot recommend enough. If you are thinking about it, it was so fun. Like it was amazing. Okay. Somebody else asked what type of drinks were offered at the wedding.
Okay. So that is a great question. We did have, when people arrived, the wait staff had trays, silver trays that we rented through the florist, and they had champagne.
Yep.
So when people arrived, they got champagne. Claire had talked and Connor about doing a signature drink, and another unpopular decision was Anne and her, you know, signature drinks. I love a signature drink, and when I have parties, I do it. But I think oftentimes, and especially with the number of people we had at the reception, trying to make a signature drink that tastes good is difficult to do in a large quantity.
Love it.
So I opted for champagne because you pour it out of a bottle and we know it's going to be good.
Yes.
And then let everybody, like, to me, that can get also, if you're passing it out, it can get expensive. It's kind of cute maybe if you want to put a sign at the bar so people know what the person's signature drink is. It kind of falls into the I don't care category, which also sounds, I probably have now offended everyone.
Oh, we've offended so many people. But
I mean, I like when I love signature drinks, and I think it's cute that you see, oh, Connor loves this, Claire loves that. But I don't necessarily want to drink your signature drink.
Yeah, because I also have a signature drink in my life that I like and I want to drink.
So and having done enough parties where you do a signature drink, people take a few sips and then they put it down and then they go get what they want.
Yep.
So we just kind of got rid of the signature drink idea. So we served champagne when they arrived, and then we just had open bars with beer, wine.
They could get whatever
any
they want.
Kind mixed of mixed drinks, soft drinks, whatever they wanted.
Yeah, whatever they wanted. And again, I'm going to say another bold statement here just because I'm feeling, I don't know, I had a coffee before this. I'm feeling feisty.
I see. I can't wait.
Everybody does a signature drink. The whole world does a signature drink.
I know. Right? I didn't want to say that, but I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it. A signature drink is great for a birthday party. This is a wedding. Vows have been taken. Champagne will never go out of style. Like, you know, it's going to be great. So just because everyone's doing it doesn't mean you have to do it for a wedding. And I mean, to stress that.
And the late night snacks. Everybody's doing the late night snacks. I do think there's a benefit if people have been drinking and they're leaving. But I opted, you know, I said to the venue play at the Union Club, I'm like, I don't want the station. You know, as I said before, I want it passed out. So, you know, there are, it's trying to find the balance. For me, it was finding the balance with Claire and Connor where you're still doing what's traditional, but you're making it fun for the guests. Not that a signature drink isn't fun for the guests, but mixing it up
a little
bit.
It's also kind of an unneeded expense.
I think so,
like,
too.
Like, if you really break it down, I mean, I know, you know, you're already paying for a bar tab, but like you said, people have a couple sips of it, and then they put it down.
Yes.
So just let them pick what they want to begin with. And also, like, I mean, you can't go wrong with champagne. I'm one to talk. It's one of my favorite things. And if you don't want champagne, you don't have to grab it. I mean, I know maybe I'm generalizing here, but maybe a lot of men don't like champagne. So you're not going to pick it up. You're going to go to the bar and order what you want. So I do think if you do want to do a signature drink, the rehearsal dinner would be a much better time for it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I just thought of this. Look at me.
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea.
Because it's more of an intimate time.
Yes.
And so the people who are there really know you guys. They know what your favorite drink is.
Yes.
And so I think if you were going to do it, don't waste it on the wedding, because there's so many things going on. The last thing you know is that – you know, he likes a gin and tonic and she likes it, whatever. Like, everybody.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo. But right. If you wanted to do a signature drink, I would opt to do it for the rehearsal dinner.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Oh, somebody asked, this is a good question. How did you make the C&C logo?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, when they got engaged and we had the engagement party, I just did it on Canva and I did a C and a line down the middle and the C. And I think we've touched upon this before. A lot of invitations do the initials on top of each other.
Yeah.
And they're stacked, what would that be? Vertically.
Yep.
And I wanted them next to each other because I think it's a team approach.
Yep.
So then we went to our stationery person and she does custom monograms. So I said, we want the CNC next to each other. And I just kind of gave her our thoughts. We want a wreath.
Yep.
Like kind of a nod to the holidays, but not like obviously holiday.
Yes.
And so we had to go through, you know, just like anything that you're designing.
Couple iterations.
Exactly. And she just did, Meg Morrow Design did a fantastic job.
She did do a fantastic job.
Just a pleasure to work with. You can order stuff online. She has set invitations already. And then if you want to do something custom, and I love everything she has. She does. She can do anything.
Yes. She was another really pleasant, creative.
Could be one of my favorite.
Fabulous people to work with. And
she did a great job. And then we kind of carry that through. And it was a very traditional invitation. It was almost like, I feel like you had a good way of describing it. It was like traditional, but with a modern, I don't know. It was like updated traditional.
Yes. Updated traditional.
Yes. Like, I think we talked about, like, instead of a piece of long time ago, like, you'd put a tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we used vellum. And it had the logo on it. But I will say I loved having the custom logo.
Just to start off with, it was helpful that they're both of their names start with a C.
Super helpful.
Super helpful, yes. Because we really ran with that.
It
was like, we're going to take this and we're just going to take it super far.
Oh my gosh, it was fantastic.
So that was really easy.
Yes, so I would just say using a stationery person. And I wanted, there are so many great people online. I wanted somebody who I could actually go talk to.
Yes.
And I was glad that I did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, somebody asked, did Claire have two different dresses for the ceremony and the reception? Touched upon this, but just to reiterate, it was one dress and you could wear it technically three different styles, but she wore it two different styles, and then she had the going away outfit. So she had three looks, mm-hmm. but it was all wrapped up in the same dress.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody also asked if I had any books that I liked, and I do like the updated Emily Post etiquette book. If recall, right after she got engaged, I ordered it online and I was reading it like a Bible.
Wait, where were we? Where you literally were carrying it around? Wait, what was this? Was this a trip or were we just going somewhere?
I carried it around for a while.
And I was like, what is that, Mom? And she was like, oh, it's the etiquette book. And like, it's a huge book, guys. Like, it's not just like a little
flip.
It was the funniest thing. You would carry it around as if she was just carrying on a magazine, except this thing was massive.
And I would read it aloud and different parts of it. It was just a good reminder. It touches on all different aspects. And I really liked it. The wording.
Yeah.
And I like etiquette in general. I mean, the history behind it and stuff. So that was... I did like that book a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That memory just came back to me. I thought that was so funny.
I will say that no matter, I listened to something the other day, and this is so true. Nobody asked this question, but I'm just going to say it. No matter what your budget is for a wedding, I think that everyone is surprised at how expensive things get.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what your budget is, and so you have to really like pick and choose and determine. There's always something that you're like, I'm drawing the line. Like, we're not.
The line is being drawn.
Yes, one thing that I was never willing to give into, and Claire didn't care either. Claire and Connor were in full agreement, is, well, I don't want to offend anyone, but the wrapped dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a very popular thing right now, and it is beautiful. But for some reason, like, it doesn't matter what it is. Every wedding, every occasion, there's just something where you're like, I'm not doing it.
Well, you had good reason for it. The reason that you didn't want to do the wrap dance floor is because it does seem to be a little bit of a we're just saying so many unhinged things on this podcast. It's okay. This is how we feel. This is just how our experience. I'm not saying it's the right way at all. That's not what we're saying.
No, this is just our experience.
What we thought about with the wedding.
Yes.
And so we're not saying that it's the right way in the slightest.
No, and we love going to other people's weddings and however 100%. They do it. And we always have fun.
Yes.
It's just for our wedding. wedding, this is what we wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of having your own wedding is you get to control what you like to do.
Yes.
So the reasoning behind the wrap dance floor was because it does seem to be a little bit of a trend right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone has been doing it, and there is a potential for you to look back and be like, that looks really dated.
Yes.
But a parquet floor is going to live on for the test of time.
And I also loved, I don't know how we got on this wrap dance floor, I brought it up, but I also loved the contrast between the dark dance floor and the white dress.
Yep.
And I think if everything was white, I didn't feel like Claire's dress, which I thought was so spectacular for her, wasn't going to pop in the same way. And I think I'm right.
If you are going to do a wrap dance floor, maybe consider doing it a different color. You know?
How about that?
Because it is about the bride and the groom. And
I also wanted to use the logo, but I didn't want to go logo overboard. You know?
And that could have happened. Yeah.
Oh, easily. I mean, easily. I was obsessed with their logo.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're like, let's put it on everything.
Wanted to.
Yeah. Let's get a mascot.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had it on the fronts of the bar. And so I think it helped those things. At one point, I had an ice sculpture that I canceled because I wanted the logo.
I remember that. Somebody else said, nobody's going to pay attention to the ice sculpture.
Yep,
was that Nancy?
I don't know who it was.
Somebody said that to you, and they were like, they don't pay attention to the ice sculpture.
No, it was a good tip.
Which is a good tip. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do think,
honestly, the ice sculpture was not even as expensive as I thought. Of all the things, I was like, this mm-hmm. is pretty labor intensive. Ice sculpture didn't seem that expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true.
And then you're like, something normal was like this completely unhinged price. So it's
outrageous.
Just, you guys, you never know what something's going to be when it comes to the wedding. You just have to be prepared to be unprepared.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, there's always, I was talking to someone the other day and they were like, well, you know, it was Lucite chairs that we had to draw the line on.
Oh, that was so funny. I was there.
Yes.
Someone said, did you provide transportation to guests to and from the church and to the reception? I think we touched upon this just a little bit. So we had the buses for the family down to the church and then back to the reception.
Yeah, it was a small bus. And then we had transportation was available outside of the hotel where we had reserved rooms.
Yes.
So they could take the bus from the hotel downtown to the church, mm-hmm. and then they could get back on it from the church to the reception venue. This is actually a good question because the transportation is it's a whole separate department.
Yeah.
And then starting at 10 o'clock, we had a small van. Actually, we had two buses. I added another one.
Mm-hmm.
We had two buses that transported from the hotel to the church, from the church to the venue. And then starting at 10 o'clock, I had a small van. I think it seated, I don't know, 10, 14 people,
yeah.
something like that. And they just were making loops from the venue to the hotel.
Yep.
And that same van took Claire and Connor at midnight to their hotel.
Yeah.
So the hotel was in walking distance, but we didn't know what the weather would be like and
right.
whatever. So it just circled.
Yes.
And we had them till like 1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. That was like really well, your logistics with that mm-hmm. was really great.
One thing that I also had to be aware of is there were some people, and that's why I got a second bus, that were not staying in the hotel where we made the rooms. Because they had, for whatever reason, they might have been staying at points or miles or whatever.
Right.
But I made sure that there was enough transportation so that they could then come to the hotel
yes.
and get it. So make sure you have extra space. Is also a good idea because you want to make sure there's room for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another great tip.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, everyone. So I think that really covers a lot. I'm so happy that you all submitted questions on Instagram because, you know, we can obviously recap the day, but asking those specific questions can open up a whole nother conversation. So we appreciate your submissions. And we had so much fun recording part two.
We had so much fun. And I actually like the distance that we've had from the wedding because we've had time to reflect
yes.
on other things about it. So,
oh my gosh, I forgot one other thing that Claire was on the cover of.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about that?
So Claire, they called to interview us in January. It's a social local newspaper that's been around for years in Cleveland. And they called and said that their January edition is the wedding edition.
Yeah.
And could they interview us? I was like, well, of course you can. I would love to talk about the wedding.
Me.
So Claire and the reporter and myself had a great conversation and we went through the details of the wedding. And so we knew there was going to be an article and she said, submit pictures. So we submitted the sneak peek photos that we had.
Yeah.
And turns out that our Claire was on the front cover of this newspaper.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful picture where she's twirling and it's the back of her.
Yeah. Black and white.
Black and white. And you can kind of see Connor. And then I love it because in the background, it's faded a little bit. But you can see all of their friends smiling and watching them dance. So that was also really fun.
Yeah.
That there was an article. And I was also happy for all of our vendors.
Yes.
Because we made a nice list and the vendors were, you know, given credit and acknowledged.
So that just came out last week, which was also kind of a fun thing, a little delayed to like relive the moment. So a lot of people were texting. And I was actually so happy for Claire because Claire's like so low key about that. Like obviously Elizabeth and I are on social media and we love getting our pictures taken and like put me on any cover, obviously. Yes. But Claire's just like not like that. So I was so happy that her picture was the one that was
well on the cover. I was super happy for her too. And the other thing that I was saying to her is for their engagement party we made a big framed print with the CNC and the date and then it's really cool. And then Connor's mom did a beautiful one for their rehearsal dinner that's also the same size. And then I was like, we could frame
totally
like this cover of the newspaper and maybe their invitation or something, so like somewhere in their house one day they could have those hanging, and it's just like such a fun reminder of a great celebration.
I completely agree. Yes. So that was just the last little bit that I wanted to include for the wedding recap. But thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate you all submitting your questions, downloading our episodes, and just overall being a part of the wedding celebrations in general and getting to relive it a month or so later is also so fun. Having a little bit more perspective and being able to answer the questions thoughtfully. And as always, Anne, thank you for joining us.
Oh my gosh.
Sharing your wisdom with everyone because it is truly amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. We'll probably be back next week. And if you have any other topics that you would like us to discuss, then be sure to either reach me on Instagram or you can send me an email or you guys know how to get a hold of me. I'm always around. So we're going to wrap up this episode. Thank you all so much for listening to Bose & Company. And be sure to follow us on all social media sites. And I think that's all I have to say. We're going to sign off for today. We will see you guys next Monday at 5 a.m. for another episode. Thank you all so much. This is a classic Midwestern goodbye. You know, we're like giving another hug. Now you come here. Okay, everything's better with a bow. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.